It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. June 24th, 1963, the BBC Studios demonstrated the Telcan, which is short for television in a can. This 20-minute recording would eventually lead to the home video recorder, or otherwise known as the VCR. 1982, Commodore International announced that James Finke would leave the company as president at the expiration of his contract on June 30th. 1986, Democratic House Representative Albert Gore introduces Senate Bill 2594, the Supercomputer Network Study Act of 1986, calls for a study of the possibility of creating fiber optic links to supercomputer centers, requiring the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy to issue a report on the subject. 1988, Touchstone Pictures released the comedy film Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which was the first live-action animation mixed film. The film would win 4 Oscars at the 61st Academy Awards in 1989. 1993, severe tire damage, without the permission of the Rolling Stones, used the M-Bone to perform some songs preceding and following the Stones concert. Described in a press as a renegade band who electronically crashed the party, Severe Tire Damage would take credit for being the first musical group in history to perform a warm-up set in a different city than the headliner band. Somewhat peeved, the Rolling Stones soon described their computer-savvy competitors as furry Palo Alto geeks. In 1994, the Stones would give an official performance that was broadcast over the internet. 1994, the Computer Game Developer Association is formed by Ernest Adams to promote and strengthen video game industry and promote computer games in an art form. 1996, after repeated threats in via email and snail mail, Network Solutions dropped 9,272 domain names from its domain name system, tables for failure to pay their domain name fees. Also in 1996, Hewlett-Packard announced a new advanced ATM test capability, which it showcased in the Supercom 96 convention. 1997, 3DO completes the sale of the hardware business to Samsung for $20 million, and the United States Supreme Court lets stand a ruling in favor of Nintendo that overturned a jury's decision to award $208 million in damages to Alpex Computer for patent infringement case in 1986. 1998, Symantecs purchases Ghost, which is a disk cloning program developed by a New Zealand company called Binary Research. And in 1999, CompUSA initiates dramatic changes in its chain of 211 stores. They would include the closure of up to 14 locations, approximately 1,500 job cuts of 21,000 employees. And testimony in the U.S. Justice Department's Microsoft antitrust case ends after 8 months. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2000, U.S. President Bill Clinton makes the first ever presidential webcast. Among the announcements made during the webcast, President Clinton announced a new website that would be able to search all government resources. 2001, Jerry Jessup initiated an auction on eBay for a very rare Atari 2700 RC Stella game system prototype featuring an RF controller. The bid went up to $2,626. 2002, Hewlett-Packard releases the HP iPac Pocket PC H3950 handheld computer, featuring the Pocket PC 2002 operating system, for $649. They also released the iPac Pocket PC H3970 handheld computer for $749. Hewlett-Packard Jordana was released, the Jordana 728 handheld computer, for $999. The 1.9 and 2 gigahertz... Also in 2002, Intel introduced the 1.9 and 2 gigahertz mobile Pentium 4M processor featuring 8 kilobits of level 1 data cache and 12 kilobits of level 1 instruction cache, starting at $401. Intel also introduced the 1.33 and 1.5 gigahertz mobile Celeron processors, starting at $134. This is all the codename Northwood processor. Also in 2002, the Kyocera 7135 handheld computer featuring a phone, keypad, color screen was released. It was estimated at $500. Sony released the Klee PEG T665C handheld computer for $399.99, and Sharp introduced the Zarus SLA300 handheld computer featuring a Linux operating system for 50,000 yen, about $411. 2003, Netflix receives a patent covering its subscription rental service as well as Netflix methods of communication and delivery. 2004, Intel released the Celeron D315, 320, 325, and 330 processors. 2006, Microsoft released build 5456 of the Windows Vista operating system and version 0.44 of Inkscape, a cross-platform vector graphics editor, was released under the GNU General Public License. 2007, a report came out saying that video game addiction was not a mental disorder, and Samsung announced that they produced the first 64-gigabyte solid-state drive. 2008, Nokia announced that they had purchased Symbian outright by purchasing the remaining 54% of the $410 million. At the same time, they announced they're forming Symbian Foundation to improve relationships for future phone app makers. Also in 2008, Blockbuster and PayPal join up to offer another form of payment. An Evernote web service launched open beta. It was a program for smartphones, Androids, WebOS, and OS X to allow note-taking and archival. 2009, after careful scrutiny, mostly due to SciStar filing bankruptcy, Florida Judge Robert Mark grants Apple rights to continue the copyright infringement case against SciStar. Boxy makes a series of updates, including software version that can be installed on a Windows PC. Google announced that they would bring AdSense to those mobile applications. And also in 2009, scientists at Columbia University create a tree that could catch carbon 1,000 times faster than a real tree. And in 2011, Google closes Google Health and Power Meter. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.